On this day in 1947, an audience at New York's Ethel Barrymore Theater witnessed the Broadway premiere of what would later be voted the best play of the 20th century.
Hiya, Blanche.
Here I am, all freshly bathed and scented and feeling like a brand new human being.
Jessica Tandy was Blanche DuBois, the fallen and fading Southern belle created by Tennessee Williams in A Streetcar Named Desire. Blanche travels to New Orleans to visit her sister, Stella, and her brute husband, Stanley Kowalski, played by the young and incredibly hot Marlon Brando.
Blanche, in the state of Louisiana, there's such a thing as the Napoleonic Code. They, according to which, whatever belongs to my wife is also mine, and vice versa.
Oh, cards on the table. Well, that suits me. I know I fib a good deal. After all, a woman's charm is 50% illusion. But when a thing is important, I tell the truth. And this is the truth. I haven't cheated my sister. Nor you, nor anyone else, as long as I...
All right, where are the papers? In your trunk?
Everything I own is in that trunk.
After the show that opening night 58 years ago, theatergoers were stunned. After a moment of shocked silence, they clapped for 30 minutes.